Well, we're certainly glad to see everyone here this morning.
今天早上很高兴看到每一个在这里的啊，不管是朋友、弟兄姐妹们。
I'm very happy to be back. I really missed you all.
我很高兴能够回到家，回到这里来，因为呢，我很想念每一个人。
We're very happy to see the young people here today.
所以高兴年轻人也在这里。
And our presider, Brother Albert, will be leaving today for his new job in Los Angeles.And we want to tell him that we will miss him.
今天我们的领会呢，就是陈执事陈弟兄，他也快要离开今天就要离开我们中午的时间哈，所以我们会想念他。
And that we'll be praying for you.
那我们一定会为你祷告，彼此纪念。
Let's turn to Romans the 12th chapter.
我们看罗马书第十二章。
And the second verse.
第二节，罗马书第十二章第二节。新约罗马人书第十二章第二节，我们一起来念：不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now this is a very familiar scripture to me.
这对我来讲是很熟的经节。
Because many places that I go to preach, they ask me days ahead of time what I'm going to preach.
每次我到的地方，他们要我讲到了，总是在有时候一个星期前或几天就叫我给他们讲题。
And I'm afraid I'm not one of those preachers that can get things days ahead of time.
我却不是那种可以几天前或一个礼拜前就给你告诉你我要讲什么的人。
Many times the Lord gives it to me.Not too quick, not too soon. But I always give them the scripture because I think I can go anywhere with it.
那好像神就给我不太快又不太慢，就在那个快要到时候才给我呢。所以呢，我每一次呢，还没有答案的时候，我就把这个经节给他们。
Because this is a scripture that actually takes in life itself.
因为这个经节是跟我们的生命相照应的。
I don't know what you would say if I ask you,
生活。
How do you see life?
那我如果问你说你对生活的看法怎么样，你会怎么回答呢？
Some people said they see it like a merry-go-round, one of those, you know, the horses that are on this platform and it just goes around and around and around.
有人呢就这样形容说人生就像那个马戏团里面那个小朋友坐在马上然后这样一直绕一直绕的这样的一个情况。
There have been some that says life is like a play.
那有人说呢人生就像一出戏一样演一出戏一样。
We do our part and then we leave.
我们演完了就下台了。
Now I don't know how you look at life.
那我不晓得你怎么看人生。
I don't know what value you put on life.
我也不晓得你对人生的价值有放了多少。
But this morning, I would like us for a few minutes, and trust that it will be a few minutes, to talk to you about how God looks at life.
所以我今天早上要利用这个机会跟大家分享，就是到底神怎么来看我们的人生。
Seeing life from God's point of view.
意思是说呢，从神的眼光来看人的生命。
We see a very first thing that he says here, be not conformed to the world.
首先神告诉我们说不要效法这个世界。
So God's point of view is that if we get so entangled with the world, we're not going to see his point of view.
如果我们跟这个世界呢紧紧的搅在一起或融在一起的时候呢，你就看不到这位创造神对人生的这种期待跟看法了。
But he tells us,That we must be transformed.
所以呢，你怎么样不效法呢？就是你心里面要有个更新变化。
The wonderful thing about our God and Father and Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit is they never ask us to do anything that they're not going to give us the ability to do.
我们最感谢、最庆幸的就是我们的所相信的父子圣灵三位一体的神呢，他从来不给我们一个吩咐。而是我们做不到的，不是我们能力做得到，他要给我们难处，他从来不给我们难处的。
He's not going to ask us to not conform to the world when he recognizes that you and I were born in the world. We have had our roots and all of our upbringing in the world since the time we were born.
神很了解到我们从生下来就进入这个世界呢，所以我们很容易就在这个世界里面生根，然后呢，所以他叫我们一定不要效法这个世界。
We have internalized a lot of things through the years.
我们从人生当中呢，我们就把这个世界的所有的一切呢，都把它内在化，把它消化到里面去了。
Sometimes depending on our culture, our location, even in our own home life.
包括我们的文化，包括我们的地方，还有我们的家庭背景。
And now we see that Christ is saying through His word, "Don't be." Conform to the world.
所以这个时候神就发出一句话说呢，不要效法这个世界。
That's saying don't be molded into it.
不要把让你的整个的那个心思呢被这个世界把你好像把它酝酿把它塑造了。
So therefore we see that he's saying don't be conformed into something that you've been in all of your life.
那不要呢在你的这个整生要经过的这个世界的环境里面呢被它把你好像染色了一样。
That's a very hard saying.
那这个是很难的。
How can I just change my thinking and what I've known all my life? How can I do?
我就活在这个世界，我活在这个背景，那我怎么能够不效法这个世界呢？
Now he says we can only do it by being transformed.
那只有一个办法，就是心意更新而变化，
changed,
改变，
made different.
让我们有一点不一样。
It's much like the butterfly.
那就像蝴蝶一样。
Before there were a butterfly, they were what we call a caterpillar.
那这个蝴蝶之前是什么？是那个虫哈。
And this worm would go into its own little cocoon, and there it would stay.
这个虫呢，它会有一个茧，然后在茧里面有一段时间。
Until it was transformed.
一直到它出来之后就不一样了。
And I don't know anything any more different than a worm and a butterfly.
你有看过什么比这个在这个虫跟这个蝴蝶之间看过更不同的吗？完全不一样的形象，不一样的生命。
There's a worm wiggling around with its little long body.
一个在土上爬这种蛆这样子扭扭蛆在土上爬的。
Little fat body.
然后呢，软软。
Gooey, you know, that kind of thing.
那是看就感觉就很不舒服的虫虫子。
And suddenly it's a beautiful thing with a little skinny body and big nice little wings that are so very pretty.
然后一出来就变成了很漂亮可以飞的蝴蝶，你可以想象太不同了。
What happened? He was transformed.
怎么回事呢？因为他已经更新改变了。
Now we see here what God Christ is trying to say to us. This has to happen, but it can only happen when we in our own hearts and minds and wills desires.
这是可以做到的，不要效法这个世界，能够更新是可以做到的，但是只有在你的心里面愿意的时候才有办法。
Now the worm had no decision over this. He just knew that this was nature. He just knew that he had to get in the cocoon. And when he got there, he transformed. But it's different with man.
这条虫它并没有决定说我要进入这个茧，然后我要成为一个蝴蝶，它没有这样子，它是自然而然的一个过程当中，虫本身没有决定。决定的这个意志，可是人可是有的。
Now he said we must be transformed. It's the only way that we can prove what is good, what is acceptable, and the perfect will of God.
你如果想要知道神善良、纯全和喜悦的这样的心意旨意的话，就只有一个方法，就是你要借着你心意更新之后才能够知道。
Therefore, he's telling us.That we truly cannot get a view of God's view of life until we are transformed.
意思是说，如果你没有更新变化的话，你是绝对没有办法用神的看法来看这个美好的人生的。
You can study the Word of God all your life.
即使你整辈子都在看神的话。
And there are some things historically you'll learn.
或许你历史上你也有一些经验、一些学习。
There may be some things ethically you will learn.
或许呢，这个伦理上你有一些修养。
But it's not until you know Christ is your Savior that you can become transformed and be able to understand what is truly God's will.
但是，除非到一个地步，你认识、相信的耶稣，接受耶稣之后呢，不然的话，你是绝对没有办法用这个世上的心思来了解神善良的心意的。
Sometimes I'm amazed when I'm in China and I work with the house church, and some of them have very little or no background, and yet God brings things to them and shows them and opens their hearts and minds by the transformation of His grace.
在国内的时候，我实在是很用一个很赞叹的心来看这些有的弟兄姐妹，他们没有什么任何的文化背景哈，文化不高，然后程度也不高。可是呢，我看到神怎么开他们的眼睛，因为他们跟神的接触呢，让他们的更新变化，使他们能够看见神的心意。
When I was in one of the cities in China, a woman came to the hotel room.
有一个朋友呢，她一个女士呢，到旅馆中来找我们。
Very well dressed, very nice looking woman. She was a general manager of a security company.
那穿着非常的高尚呢，看起来就是很有气质的一个女士呢。她是在我不晓得这个中文怎么讲，那个 security 什么保安啊，什么？是在这种金融方面的是保安的这个很一个很高的位置。
But she wasn't happy.
但是我可以看出来她不快乐。
She needed something.
她好像需要一个东西。
And as I began to talk with her about Jesus and give her the plan of salvation, tears came down her cheek.
当我开始把这个福音传给她，把神的计划告诉她的时候呢，她眼泪啊就在眼睛里面打转，她流下来。
And she wanted to accept Jesus.
她马上就说我要接受耶稣。
And she did.
她就在那个时候接受耶稣。
She asked him to come into her heart.
她就在这个时候邀请主耶稣在她的生命里面。
And then I guess I did the what shall I say? I really didn't do what usually is done in the church. I baptized her.
那啊，我没有按照教会的这个规矩要上课要怎么样，我就马上跟她施洗了。
She wanted to be baptized. They wanted to baptize. So I said, I'll baptize.
那因为她的心很急切，所以我就在那里就为她施洗。
And you know what she said? The first.
你知道她说什么？她的第一句话说什么？你知道吗
？Now I have someone that loves me.
那他说呢，现在我知道，我终于知道有一位爱我的。
She had just given her heart to Jesus.
他把他的心给了主耶稣。
We had just baptized.
他刚刚受洗。
And in that just short time, she recognized that now there was someone who loved her.
就在那个这样的一刹那间的转变呢，他已经知道，已经确定有神在爱他。
This is the transforming power of Jesus Christ.
这是基督耶稣更新变化的一个全能。
I can see this little young man next to me now. He's about 19, I think.
那有一个年轻人19岁。
He had gone to this English club, and there they, in fact, he had had problems with the law. He was in a gang of some sort and had problems with the law. But the man that owned this club had sort of taken him under his wing.And now this boy was asking about the spiritual things.
我们在一个英文俱乐部里面碰到这个男孩子，那么他曾经是一个在街上流浪，而且呢，曾经啊进过就是监狱的就常常保安人员常常会找他的这样的一个男孩子哈，就可以算是一个有帮派的这样一个男孩子，但是呢，被这个老板把他带到他的英文俱乐部里面来，在那里跟我们对话的时候，他问的是属灵的事情。
He was led to Jesus by a man.Who knew very little himself. He had been in the States for a short time and had gotten saved and was baptized, but knew very little about the things of God.
那么带他到主面前的人是一个曾经在美国短短的时间，而且呢信主刚刚信主，没有多少的圣经的知识的一个这样的弟兄，把他带到耶稣的面前。
But he went back and he opened up an English coffee shop at first, and then it became an English club.
他的心愿呢，就是回去开一个英文的这样的一个咖啡厅，但是后来转成英文俱乐部。
He said, "We're the only school that the Bible is our textbook."
那他就用这个圣经呢，英文的圣经做他的教科书。
Now that man knows very little theology or even doctrine.
记得哈，这个弟兄呢，一点都不懂神学，也一点也不懂圣经的知识。
But through the witness of his life and through reading God's word, over 100 of those young people have been saved for Jesus.
那这就是因为他自己的真实的经验，还有他的这种理念跟信念呢，就这样子带了上百个人到主的面前。
God gave us the privilege of answering the questions that were in their mind.
神给我们这个机会，在那里可以在那里就是帮忙浇灌了，好像在那里来回答他们的属灵的问题。
But you could see what they were just drinking it in. They wanted to know. God had changed their life. He had transformed them, and they were seeking the perfect will.
你可以发现这些原来都不认识耶稣的这些年轻人呢，他们就好像在那个很干涸的这个地在饮水一样，你讲什么他们就喝进去了，因为他们的生命已经改变了。
You see, our mind must be changed.
我们的心思一定要有转化。
The things that we have held on to and believe, they are not what God wants.
因为以前你所抓住的、所影响的这些的，都不是神要的。
And there is a change that begins in the life of a Christian, this transforming power of God.
所以你成为基督徒之后呢，你会有一个耶稣基督的那种全能，把你从那一边，然后呢，转化到这一边来。
Now let's look for a moment at how God views life.
我们来看看到底神对生命的看法是怎么样的。
I guess we have to recognize first that He knows that life is transient. This is a temporary assignment.
那首先神对生命的看法是这个世上的日子是暂时性的。
And God knows that He has trusted man with the earth and with life and with their own life.
那上帝呢就很信任我们人类齁，把这个地上的几十年的光阴还有这个地球整个的管理权就交给我们人类，暂时的给我们。
Now, God views life as a test.
那上帝对人生的看法是什么？是一个考试。
That's what life is.
生命就是一个考试。
Now, most people don't like tests.
很多人不喜欢考试，对不对？
They were telling me about a little boy in Kaohsiung. I knew him. He was a cute little fella. And they said he works very, very quickly in his paces so he can take a test.
那我听到在台湾有一个南部有一个男孩子，他很认真学习，为了要通过考试。
But most of us don't like tests.
但是很多人是不喜欢考试的。
And yet, in God's view, life is really a test.
那事实上在神的眼中呢，看我们人生是一个考试。
And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, testing time isn't over.
那当你呢，相信耶稣之后呢，因为 the test time over.
It's not over.
Oh, it's not over, okay. 好，当你相信耶稣之后，这个考试呢，并没有就此结束，继续的在考试。
Actually, it's just begun.
那事实上是刚开始而已，真的考试
开始。Now maybe we don't like to hear this.
那或许你不太这个不太中听的哈。
But it's the truth.
那是真实的。
The events that occurs in my life and your life many times are those things that God is allowing to test us.
那在我们的人生里面有很多的过程呢，是神容许在我们的生命里面来考验我们的。
Now you might say, what right has He to test us?
或许你说上帝有什么权利来考验我们呢？
Because He made us.
因为他造了人类。
Because He loved us.
因为他爱你。
Because He knew we went astray.
因为呢，如果不这样的话，我们可能就会走岔路。
And now as His children, He's going to keep us right on the.
所以呢，神需要把我们放在，就是把我们走在一个对的路上。
Isn't that what testing does?
这不是叫做考验吗？
A boy or girl may not even open the book until the night before test time.
那有些学生呢，一直到考试的前夕才赶快把书本打开。
But oh, they cram then. They read and they study and they try to memorize.
每一分每一秒都不放过的一直在背书。
You see, test puts us on our toes.
你知道吗？考试会带给你一个压力，就一定要去念。
In many classes, every day you have a little short test. They want to keep you on your toes.
在这些大考的中间也会有一些小考、临时、平时考呢，来帮助我们练习。
They want to make sure that your direction is right.
因为呢，要看看到底你学的方向对不对，够不够。
And God and His love does the same to us.
神的爱就这样子在我们的人生里面做考试。
He realizes our weakness.
因为他知道我们的软弱在哪里。
He understands where our abilities are very shaky.
因为他知道我们的能力的实在是不稳的，我们会常常会摇晃的。
But the problem is you and I don't understand.
问题是他知道我们自己不知道。
So he has to bring a test in our life to show us what we are and how we react to the things.
当你不知道的时候呢，神就把一些环境放到你的身边来看看你的表现怎么样，看你让你自己看到你自己的表现是怎么样。
According to his viewpoint.
那是要你呢用他的看法来看我们人生发生的事情。
He brings things in our life to test their character.
他让一些事情到我们的人生里面呢，来考验我们的这个德性品格。
You see, our character, those attributes in our life.That determine our moral and our ethic reaction.
因为这个品格呢，包括这种伦理、这种道德层面的，这样的我们里面的这个我哈，那神是要考试的。
God's children must have good character.
因为神的儿女一定要有好的德性。
And there's some things that I have learned in my life and some things that are a part of the world that I have to be transformed and then I have to see where I stand.
那我是从这个世界里面的染缸出来的，所以呢有很多东西在我的里面呢，我需要经过神的这个考试，好让我知道我这个伦理道德这个品格呢站不站立得住。
I wouldn't want to begin to tell you how many times God has tested my character.
我实在数不完告诉你我自己有太多神对我这个品德上的考试。
Very simple little thing.
简单的小事情。
Like getting too much change. Too much money back.
OK, 比如说呢我找回来的钱太多了，多过应该找的钱。
And then I can think, well, it doesn't matter.
有时候想那么小小的钱没有关系吧。
They were very foolish to do this.
那他们是他们的错嘛，他们自己给我的。
But I know in my own character that doesn't belong to me.
但是在我的品德里面告诉我说这个不是我的。
One time I was in New York City at the bus station, I think it was.
有时候我在纽约的时候呢在一个车站的地方。
And I put money in the telephone box.
我就把钱投到这个就是 payphone 这个公用电话。
And lo and behold, the payphone, all the money came out on the floor.
没有想到我放下去所有的钱都掉出来。
All of it, pile of it on the floor.
是一堆的钱都掉在我面前。
And there I stood,
我站在那里。
A pile of money.
就面对着一堆那个。
It didn't belong to me.
那些零钱就在我前面不是我的。
Now I could have scooped that up and put it in my pocketbook and nobody would have known that.
那事实上呢我如果那时候把它放到我的口袋里面没有人会说什么话的。
But something like that in me, no, I couldn't do that.
但是我的里面告诉我说
这不是我的钱。So I had to go find somebody to tell them so they could get to
pay. 所以我只好很麻烦的就要找一个人来处理这些钱。
You say, why do those things come to you? Because when I was a child, I was a thief.
或许你说怎么这种事情会临到你呢？不是幸运哦，是考试哈。因为呢，我小时候呢偷过钱。
I grew up in the inner city of Baltimore.
我是在一个 Baltimore 这个城市长大
的。I almost got mixed up in a gang.
我差点参加的帮派。
I would take money.
我会拿钱。
I would take books from the school.
我从那个学校偷书。
I am not proud of it.
我这样讲不是我很觉得很
荣耀。
我心里面觉得很遗憾。
But because I was, God keeps me very, very strict now.
那因为这样呢，神就在我这个重生之后呢，就对我的非常的严格的在看着我。
I don't even take a pin unless I ask you if I can borrow it.
现在呢，除非我跟你借了，不然呢，连一个小针或者是一个小回文针我都不拿的。
God is building character in His children.
神在我们的这个他的儿女的里面建造我们的品格。
I think in the Bible it was Daniel that shows a great character in a young man.
圣经里面但以理这个年轻人呢，显示出一个他的里面的这个品格。
He wouldn't forget his training and his love for God and that which was right.
他绝对忘不了他在家乡的时候所受的训练，还有对他神的爱。
It would be so easy.
在国外应该是很容易的。
It's what's going to face our young people here in these two rows.
有时候呢，就像这样，就像这些年轻人一样。
Someday they're going to university.
他们有一天会去大学。
Someday they're going to be flung in with the world and all of their.
他们会在整个世界的情况里面生活。
And they're going to hit some things that's going to be very difficult.
他们会面对很多他们要做的一个很难处的一个选择。
And sometimes it's easier to give in.
有时候容易会放弃，会妥协的。
But this is what Daniel did when he came to this place, which would be his university, and there he stood for God.
但是这个年轻人但以理呢，来到异国的时候呢，他就在那里站稳立志，不改变他里面的品格。
You mean he went in waving his Bible and said, "I'm a child of God."
但以理可不是去那边然后做抗争哈，就说我是神的儿子，你们不可以对，不是这样的态度。
No, that's not the way.
不是但以理的表态。
He came up to a crisis where he had to make a decision between the world and God.
当他面对这个世界跟神之间的选择的时候。
And he quietly went up to the man he was was over him and he said, you know, I don't feel like we can do this, but can I do this? And he went on to show them something else that maybe he could do to prove.
他很温和的很安静的到这个长官的前面说，我实在是不能这样做，我可不可以这样做呢？
I have a friend that had a daughter who was in university.
我有一个朋友的女儿在大学念书的时候。
And there were some things that came up that she just couldn't do.
那有一件事情呢，使她呢知道说自己不能做。
And she would go quietly to the teacher.
那她就去跟老师很温和的解释。
You see, there are some times that as we're tested to see whether we are really what God wants us to be, it's not easy.
有时候神会给我们一些考验，给我们小小的考试，让我们看看是不是我们能够站得稳，我们能够走神的道路。
I've told you before, I just could not take the young people in my college class that just took in evolution hook, line, and sinker like a law.
那我记得呢，我在我的大学上课的时候呢，我对于这个把这个进化论当成一种律的话，定律的话，我实在是没有办法接受。
There was no God in it at all.
那在里面呢，因为呢没有把神，就是没有神。
And as a young person, I said to them, I went on to question and question and question him.
所以我身为一个年轻人，我就一直在问这个教授。
Something inside of me couldn't. Now others may not have to do this, but something inside of me, because when I was younger, I was really very strong. You know?
那我不是叫你们跟我学哈，你们不一定要用这个方法，但是呢，我那个时候这种血气方刚哈，所以我很强烈。
As I get older, I get weak.
那越老了就越温和，就越软弱。
So I think you all ought to be grateful you're at this end.Of my life.
所以呢，你们很高兴你碰到我说是我是老的时候，不是年轻的时候。
But you see, there's times that we are tested to find out what's really in our character.
所以在某些时候，你会碰到一些考验跟考试呢，让你看到到底我是怎么样的人。
Sometimes God tests our obedience.
有时候神会考验你的顺服度怎么样。
Will we do this?
你会愿意去做吗
？This is what God speaks.
有时候神这样说，然后你愿意这样做吗？
And so even as Abraham, remember Abraham,
记得亚伯拉罕吧
God wanted to start a people that his son could be born in that line.
神拣选一个族一个人呢要他的儿子要从这个人的后代而出。
And he said, Abraham, get up and leave your family.
所以这个时候神就对亚伯拉罕说呢你起来然后离开你的家乡。
There are some people that couldn't,Even today, couldn't do that. They couldn't leave their family.
很多人这个是做不到的哈，离开家，离开自己的根，做不到。
But Abraham got up. He took his wife, his nephew, and off he went, obeying God.
亚伯拉罕马上起来，带着他的侄子、他的妻子，然后呢，家小就离开顺服神。
When God speaks to us, He wants us to do something.
当神对你说
话 whether it's from His Word, whether it's from the preaching, whatever it might be, do we obey God?
当他借着他的话语或者借着怎么样来感动你对你说话的时候，你愿意顺服吗
see, ？It's the testing point.
这是对你是一个考试。
Our love, how much do we really love?
你到底对神有多少的爱？这也是要考试。
I remember in Grand Cayman, there was a friend, one of my ladies. She came and knelt down right in front of me.
那有一次呢，我以前的牧会的那个里面有一个会友呢，有一次到前面来跪下来祷告。
She was praying.
她在祷告。
She had three daughters, very strong.
她有三个很个性很刚烈的女儿。
They would challenge what she believed.
常常对她的信仰呢，给她一些挑战。
And it seemed so easy for her to follow their way.
然后她很容易就会妥协她的女儿。
And I remember when she looked up at me there at the altar, and she said, "Sister Schwartz, I'm not going to follow them anymore."
那当她祷告站起来，她说：“牧师啊，从现在开始，我不会再让步或再跟着我的女儿他们走了。”
You see the same way that Jesus spoke to Peter.
一样的，耶稣对彼得说
said, ：“Do you love me more than all of these?
你爱我胜过这一些吗？这一切吗
？”Peter said, "You know, Lord."
彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，你知道，你认识我。”
There come times in our lives when we may have to choose between those that we love and between our father's will.
到一个地步，你的考试就是在你所爱的。跟你所信的主之间要做一个选择，哪一个是先，哪一个是后？
I can remember how often I've had to do that.
我本身常有这样的考验。
I remember sitting at my table and weeping when my mother and father went out just before I left for Taiwan or China.
那我常常在我离开要去宣教的时候呢，我要面对我对我父母亲的这样的一个选择。
Every trip I've made has been very difficult.
每次要离家对我都是很难的决定。
But always God has taken care of my parents and God has given me strength.
但是神自己给我力量，而且他自己来照顾我自己的父母亲。
Yes, there comes times in our lives when we have to say yes, Lord, above our families and our friends, He is first in our lives.
没有错，有到个地步，你一定要对神说，在我的朋友、友情、爱情各方面、亲情之间呢，你是我的首位。
our integrity, our purity.
我们的纯全，我们里面的干净也要被考试。
We live in a very impure world.
我们住在一个很污秽的一个时代。
The books, the music, the movies, the DVDs, filled with impurity.
不管是书或者是这些影片啊、音乐啊，都充满着邪恶。
And sometimes it becomes very difficult if we're not careful.
如果你不小心的话，很难脱离这个环境。
I can't tell you how many times I have to delete on my email this terrible emails that comes through.
有时候我在看我的这个电子邮件的时候，我需要很快的就是对我很难哈，比如说就一放出来就是不好的这些东西。
They don't bother me a bit. I can delete them and they're gone.
那我一把它取消，它就走，就没有了，消失了。
But I think of some of our men and some of our boys, and it's not so easy.
但是我就想到我们当中的我们的男的弟兄，或者是我们的年轻人呢，是很难面对这些的。
One of my dear friends, a young man and his wife called me, or I went over to see her one day.
有一次，我一个很好的一个朋友呢，他的太太打电话给我。
She was very upset.
那这个太太呢，心里很难过。
She said, "I went into the room the other night." After I went to bed and came, got out, went into the other room, and there he sat watching pornography.
他说呢，当有一天我经过我先生的这个电脑前面的时候，他竟然在看的是色情的画面。
I would never suspected it.
我从来没有想过他会这样做。
Our pastor, our English pastor in Hope Sound said that so many, many.Are having problems this way.
在我们那边的美国教会呢，那个牧师他这样子公开的说呢，有很多人没有办法面对。
We are human. There are passions. There are temptations.
人有这种私欲，人有这种情欲，我们是有人性的。
But this is many times God will test us through these things to see what integrity, what purity, what our lives are really are inside.
这个是一个神对你的考试，对你里面的有没有干净的考试的一课。
He tests us for our loyalty, our faith.
他也考我们的忠诚。
Do we keep faithful?
我们对神信实吗？忠诚吗？
In my dealing with the church through many, many years, I have seen people who will say, "Oh, I'll do that," and so, oh, they just seem like they're really, really energetic, ready to get in there and do it.
多年来在教会看到很多人呢，他们有那种热情，说我要做这个，我要做那个。
And in a couple months, they're tired.
几个月后就累了。
And a couple months, they give us a little excuse, and I can't do it anymore.
然后呢，就找借口了。就没有做了。
You see, God wants us. He doesn't ask us to be great or.
神没有要求我们成为一个伟人。
He said, "Just be."
他说只要忠心、忠诚。
Sometimes he has to test our.
所以呢，对你的忠诚，神要考试的。
But you know, when we understand that life is really a test for us as Christians, the little things that come up and we can really rejoice in our heart because we see that this is what makes us.This is what makes us into the image of Jesus Christ. And God is very, very concerned as He deals and works with us.
那当我们面对这些小考试的时候呢，或大考试的时候呢，我们心里要高兴。为什么？因为这些考试都在塑造我们里面，把我们塑造成耶稣基督的这种形象，他的性格。那这是神最关心的，希望我们能够塑造成他儿子的性格。
So you see, actually, as we pass our tests, one another.
所以当一次再一次你通过考试之后
，Oh, there I failed in that one.
或许有一次你失败了。
And then the great God of the universe begins to chasten me.
那这样的话呢，这个伟大这一位尊大的神呢，在你的后面就追着你不放。
Now some of you parents think if you chasten your child, that means you don't love them.
那很多孩子想说，父母亲在我后面盯着我不放，好像他们很不爱我。
But what you don't realize is that if you don't chasten them, you don't love.
但是你要知道，如果你父母亲放着你不管，不去在你后面盯你的话，才是不爱你的。
Because you're not molding them and making them into useful citizens, but those who will have problems and heartaches in the future.
因为呢，如果没有这样在我们背后来盯我们、来管我们的话，以后我们会有很多麻烦的。
But God.It's making us, and sometimes He has to bring some pressure on us. Sometimes He has to chasten us to bring us back to what He wants.
所以呢，就是为什么神要给我们一些压力，容许一些处境环境呢，把我们带回到他的自己的路上。
But He said, "I'll never give you more than you can bear."
但是神答应我们，我所给你的 一定不是超出你的能力所能承受的。
Never ever will he ask you for more than you can bear.
神绝对不会要求你你所不能承受的。
And when you sense his sufficient grace, that alone gives you spiritual strength.
一直到你真的是去触摸到他的这种恩典，你装满他的恩典的时候呢，你就开始就刚强了。
Also, life is a trust from God.
那生命是什么呢？生命是上帝对你的一种信任托付。
Sometimes we think we are the ones that have done everything for ourselves.
有时候我们就想说，我自己在人生里面我做了什么，我怎么样？
But if you think that, you're only fooling yourself.
那如果你真的这样想的话，事实上你
Because God has given you gifts.
欺骗你自己，因为是神给的恩赐。
He has given you abilities.
他给你能力才干。
He has given you talents.
他给你才干。
And expect something from them.
那当他给你才干的时候，他也希望你能从这个才干能够发挥出来。
Whether you're in the world or whether you're in the church, he has given these gifts and it's going to be up to you how you use them.
不管在教会里面或者是在你的工作岗位上面呢，神所给你的才干，天所赐的这个才干呢，他希望你去用它。
I don't know if you ever heard of Elvis Presley. He was the first rock and roll singer, I guess you would call him.
那有一个歌手哈，唱这个摇滚乐的歌手。
He was very
猫王。
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you got it right.
你看，多好，有年轻人。
He was very very famous.
是很有名的。
He was raised up in a Pentecostal church.
那他是从一种啊，就是比较啊灵恩派的教会里面背景出来的。
And his wife said of him, through the years, that he always felt very empty and as if he wasn't really.Doing what he should.
根据他的妻子所说呢，他一直都很空虚，因为呢，他觉得他没有发挥他该发挥的。
Because of that, he went into drugs and all type and other things to try to satisfy his love.
因为这样呢，他的那种空虚带给他去找一些东西来麻醉自己，就像啊吸毒。
He made thousands of records.
他可是做了有很多的成就的哈，他有很多的这个。
But the only one that he got the highest for, I think, was a Grammy, was a religious record.
但是最高纪录畅销最畅销的是这个啊，就是有信仰的这个歌。
There was a man who influenced the young people of several generations to get out there and do some stupid things when he probably should have been giving his life.
这位称为猫王的这个歌手呢，他在外面影响很多年轻人，然后呢，他在那边做那些他自己都不晓得做什么的事情。如果他可以好好的发挥他的能力，然后来为神做的，不是很好吗
？You've been given gifts and talents.
神把他的恩赐给了你
，and abilities，
把他的才干给了你。
God is trusting you.
等于说神就信任你了，托付你了。
Then I must do with them.What God wants.
然后我就应该去啊尽忠职守，做完神托付我的。
You see, the ministry is not just preaching the word. That's one specific area.
教会的服事不是只有在台上讲
道。But the ministry of God is in every part of us.
是各个部分、各个层面都是神的服事。
And the abilities I have, I need to use for God.
所以呢，不管哪一个人的这个恩赐呢，都是要被神来用。
Some of you have abilities in administration. You need to use it for God.
有的人有行政的能力，就在行政上来服事神。
I just love sometimes when I hear the people in China, one of the girls that I knew was a very good, witness, she's gone to work, and her goal is to get a nice, good size Bible study out of her co-workers.
那我很兴奋地听到一个姊妹呢，她就是在她现在做了一个分心的工作，她的目标呢是要在她的工作这个层面里面呢有一个啊英文这个圣经的查经班。
I know in America that may not be easy for you.
Not easy.
It may not be easy.
Okay, 对我们在这里在美国的话，你要组成一个查经班可能不容易。
But in any way we can, we need to give over our talents and let God use them.
但不管怎么样，我意思是说呢，神所给你的要尽其来用，然后把它发挥出来。
There are as many ways as there are people of doing for God.
那哈，我们服侍神的方法有很多，有很不同的方法。
That's what we say, Lord. Whatever I have belongs to you. Use it.
你只要说主啊。我有的是你给的，然后呢，你就自己来用吧。
You just need to be available for God.
那你需要只有一件事，就是说我愿意。当需要的时候，你愿意。
Whether we like it or not, we're just little clay vessels that He fills and uses for His glory.
不管你喜不喜欢听，不管怎么样哈，我们只是一个啊，这个土造的一个器皿，是给神来用的一个器皿。
Then at last we must recognize that this life is just a temporary assignment.
记得这个世上的日子是我们啊这种暂时的居所，是一个过客而已。
Compared with eternity, life is very short. That's why we shouldn't get so attached to it.
你把这个人生的长度跟永恒比较的时候，实在是太渺小了。所以呢，小心不要把自己紧系在这个地上。
We're only here for a little while.
只是一阵子而已。
He said, "Man is like the grass that grows up, and the sun beats on it, and then it withers and dies."
圣经呢形容说，我们就像草，早上发起来，然后呢，傍晚就已经枯萎了。
That's why if we have a hope that there's something beyond this life.
那这是为什么在这个人生的这个这段时间，如果你存着永恒的盼望的话，那是最重要的。
And that hope keeps us strong.
这个盼望会带给你那种能力。
Sometimes I think we're allowed to get a little discomfortable.
有时候呢。
And dissatisfied. Because if we become too comfortable and too satisfied with life.
有时候呢，我们就稍微容许一下，让自己不太舒服或者不太满足，没有关系。为什么？因为这样的话才会提醒你，这个是我暂时的地方。
This is the wonderful thing about serving Jesus.
那就是服侍神好在这里。
That life is temporary.
生命本来就是暂时的。
You know, if you want to live to be old, then you should take care of somebody old right now.
如果你想活久一点的话，你好好的现在赶快去照顾一个老人家，你就知道什么叫做年老。
I'm very serious about that.
我可是很认真的跟你讲这句话。
I used to think old age was pretty good too, you know, the golden years they talk about.
以前我常说年纪大了会是一个很荣耀的一个时代。
The golden years when they can hardly walk anymore.
这个啊筋啊怎么讲
？Pain in most of their body.
黄金时段呢，我以前以为是个很好的，结果现在发现走也走不来。
Teeth is gone and they have to eat.
牙齿也动摇了，吃的东西呢也嚼不动了。
Worry over every little thing that comes along.
什么都很害怕，很担心。
And then you begin to see that old age isn't really very much.
然后呢，你就啊开始看到说这个年老是怎么回事了。
You see, that's why we say.We look forward to the time when we shall be with Jesus.
所以呢，我们总是要把眼光放到我们现在的以后。如果你是老年，你就放在老年的以后，放在耶稣的身上。
It's when we get a heavenly vision, when we get an understanding of life after death, that the values of earth changes for us.
除非你有天上的意象，你看到那个远处天上的意象，你的未来啊，你有这种远光。I'm sorry, I forgot. 后来怎样了？哦，然后呢，你的价值观才会改变。
I used to like cars.
我很喜欢车子。
I always want a new car.
我喜欢新的车子。
And every chance I could get, I'd get one.
那啊，偶尔的即使我没有机会，可是我是真的很希望有新的车子。
I had a Volkswagen.
那我现在的这个，
you know,
我曾经。
And that's when I was very large.
那我喜欢那个，我也给那个车，因为呢我自己那个时候很大哈，体型比现在还大。
And whenever my mother was large, when my mother and I would sit in that Volkswagen, it was quite a thing.
那我妈妈也很大，和两个人呢很壮的，一坐下去就刚刚好。
So I found another reason why I should get another new car.
那我就呢啊就想说，我应该有个理由要找一部新车了。
But you know, as I began to see the values of life, true values of life,
但是后来我找到生命真正的价值之后，
those things didn't matter.
这些对我不在意了。
God is so good to us to be able to help us to see the values of life.
神他对我们真的是很美哈，很好，他让我们帮助我们看到人生真正的价值是什么。
And I'm glad that life is not the complete story of our life.
我很高兴这个世上的日子不是我们人生的全部的全段。
But the Word of God lets us know that there is something far more wonderful and far more great in His.
圣经的话告诉我们，在以后等着我们是你。绝对想不到的，非常美的这样的后面的那个永恒。
Some people may say I don't believe in it.
有人说我才不相信你讲的。
But that doesn't change it.
你不相信也不会改变事
实。Because what I believe doesn't matter very much.
因为呢，我相信这样的话，那你不相信对我来讲没有什么关系。
It's what the word of God says.
那我说的没有关系，神的话说的才是算准。
You know, there was a girl that we were counseling with.
当我们在跟一个女士做这种心理辅导的时候，
She was really having a hard time.
她真的是日子很难。
She was upset and she was crying and she was going over and over the thing that was bothering her.
她一面哭一面讲，然后呢，她讲到这些很对她很难处。
And she said, "I just feel like giving up."
她说呢，我几乎快要放弃我的信仰了。
So Mrs. She said, "You mean you want to give up the Lord?"
我那时候你的意思是说你不想信神了吗？
Oh no, she said, I'm not giving up him because I want to go to heaven.
她说才不呢，我绝对不会放弃神的，因为呢我要去天堂，我才不会放弃神。
She was struggling over this thing that actually the Lord was saying that she couldn't do, but she couldn't give him up because she wanted to go to heaven.
她想要做一件事情是神不容许的，所以呢她就在这个当中挣扎，她想要放弃这个神的标准，可是她却不放弃神，因为她要到天堂。
It's wonderful to know God's way of viewing life.
所以如果你可以从神的眼光来看人生的话，非常好。
It takes a lot of pressure off of life.
就会把你的人生的压力拿走了。
It's not what I do, it's not the demands on me, but it's how I obey him and allow him to work.
不再是你想做什么说，还是你要什么，而是呢，你就顺着神就这样走你人生的道路。
I trust this morning that we will begin to understand life.From God's point.
我希望今天早上每一个人都从神的眼光来看我们的生命。
Thank you.
感谢主。好，这个时候因为我们时间。